Because I got nothing today. Y'all have been behaving. I have nothing to really, you know.
Things are great in College
Station. Oh, listen to you. Yeah.
Run while you can, Mayor.
sound like Jay Sokol. But one of the things, and you're talking about things being wonderful in College Station, one of the things that's important, obviously, is that interaction between students and landlords and property owners who are in the same street. And obviously a landlord not wanting necessarily to put money into investment property that's getting them a good return. But y'all have put together a program to try to enhance some of the property that needs to be improved.
We have. It's $50,000, so it's not going to go pretty far. It is for homes that need repair, that service the low income. And it's a loan program. So let's say you've got bad windows or need insulation, the front door is not quite right. The landlord can apply for money to fix the problem. They get a low or no interest loan, but they must guarantee that the rent's not going up for the tenant.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And so if the tenant has to be displaced while the repair work is done, then it's the landlord's responsibility to get them moved out mm-hmm. somewhere else mm-hmm. and get them in. And so what we didn't want to do is rehab a private individual's property or corporation's property only for them to turn around and charge more rent. So by rehabbing, maybe saving some money in terms of energy efficiency or safety issues, the family that is renting there is guaranteed that low rent for an extended period of time. I think it's 5 years. So we feel that rehabbing the property is a safety issue for the people that live there. We're not crazy about helping a private investor enhance their property. But if we can enhance the property for the safety reasons, make it more energy efficient, cost less for the tenant in terms of utilities and that, and that the rent doesn't go up for an extended period of time, then it's a win-win.
Now, you know,
and we're talking about $50,000 total available in this program.
Right.
So, you know, we're not talking about building somebody a house. It's probably replacing a bad window or okay. putting in a window air conditioner or something of that nature.
And maybe I'm making a concern out of this, and it shouldn't be, but as a property owner who has been impacted on my property value because of improvements around me, does this mean that possibly this could cut? In other words, a guy across the street does $40,000 worth of work on his home, does that mean that his property value goes up and then therefore that gives you a higher benchmark for the other people around to be impacted?
I don't think so. First of all, I mean, generally speaking, your property values go up when a home in the neighborhood sells.
Right.
And therefore, you know, it's through the appraisal district, they say, oh, well, now the value of...
We have a new benchmark.
Yeah. We have a new benchmark and it mm-hmm. goes that way. So I don't think this is going to affect the appraisal value if you take out a window that's cracked or leaking and you put in another window. Mm-hmm. I mean, because the house isn't selling now. I think that's part of the... I've not read the fine print. But I think you've got those safeguards in place.
Sure. Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station, joining us this morning. Not an eyesore, but a vacant building for a long time. The Albertsons building on South College is now going to be renovated. The Jack Culpepper, his family has owned that for a long, long time. Going to be more student housing there, and I have to think that's a situation that having another occupied area and a development right there, and I guess part of an entire development along University Drive is pretty good news for the city.
I think so. That's certainly, that part of Northgate has been ready for redevelopment for some time, and I think, you know, the Culpepers have owned that shopping center, and I think looking at the rendering that went out with the press release, it's a very attractive looking building, and I think it's a natural for student housing. It's walking distance right across the street from campus, and, mm-hmm. and hopefully that's going to spark some more redevelopment in Northgate.
Yeah, I would think so. And, you know, and I'm going to get my soapbox here because I've lived here for a long time. John Culpepper did a lot to move Bryan College Station forward in development. Manor East Mall, for what it was at the time, was a great facility, and Culpepper Plaza. And I think, you know, these people have stayed here. I think they have enhanced the community in a whole lot of ways, made a lot of commercial developments. I have to say, probably would have been nice for them to redevelop their properties a little sooner. But that said, Tejas Center looks very good now. Culpeper looks good. And the fact that the Culpeper family is going to do this, I think, is a tremendous enhancement for Bryan College Station.
Totally agree.
Plus, they're local people.
Exactly. You know, Jack's born and raised here. John Cecil, as you said, was a visionary and did great work in Northgate and, you know, in Bryan and Culpeper Plaza, and probably when he built Culpeper Plaza and developed College Hills.
Well, visionary is right. You're exactly right. And College Hills is right around where he lived. He made a development near his house.
Exactly. I'm excited about it. And as you say, we like to see local people do good, and that's the case there.
Yeah. Well, anything you want to talk about? I mean, again, because we don't really have anything that's that pressing, but always glad to hear that good things are going on in College Station. So go to the Aggie baseball game and support them, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's fun. It's a new intimate experience.
You gotten a chance to be there, have you?
I have, and it's really interesting. They've done a nice job with those, you know, the Westfield and the
berms over there.
The only problem is it cuts off a little bit of the corners there.
Oh, okay.
So it's not as
big. You're not getting to see quite as much of the field. But again, it's a beautiful outside, and they're continuing to work on it. And it's as they finally get it finished up and as it should be, then that it ought to be very promising, I would think. Looks like work's going on well as far as the fire station is, I guess, you're on schedule there. That's going to be quite a development as far as that goes.
It's looking large.
Yeah, it's going to be. Yeah, it's a part of town that needs service, that's for sure.
Well, not a lot's going on. Warrant Amnesty.
Oh, you know, that's right. The Warrant Roundup and Amnesty thing is going on. That is
a
good point.
So if you've got an outstanding ticket, if you just come in and pay your fine, we're not going to come out and find you and come lock you up or whatever.
Until later.
Yeah,
that does happen next. The roundup does come next. So.
Right, but if you come in and pay your fine, all is good.
Yeah,
Post Oak Mall's remodeling.
Oh, yeah, as a matter of fact. Yeah, talking about development.
Yeah, so talking about development, so I think that's good.
Yep, they're going to, again, bring that more up to what we're used to seeing. Well, all right, listen, thanks for coming in this morning, and I'm sure there'll be somebody who'll be angry out there who'll call me and say, you didn't talk to the mayor about such and such. We'll do that in a couple of weeks. Okay.
Sounds fine.
All right, fine.
Thanks for having me.
Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station, to visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. Community interview is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. Have a cataract or need vision correction? Call today, 776-7564.